The other thing we've been discussing today is Christianity and the fact that many Christians have said they feel mocked for their religion when they're at work. There've been rows about wearing crosses. Colleagues sometimes assume that people are bigoted because of their views. This is according to research by the Equalities Commission. Well, Richard Page is a practising Christian. He was suspended from work as a magistrate last year in Kent after telling colleagues he believed it was in a child's best interests to be raised by a mother and father and not a gay couple. He's since been reinstated as a magistrate after attending a course on equality and joins us this morning. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
What was in that course then?
Well, it was to do with the legal position of the equality of gender, sexual orientation and religion, in fact. That's also in there.
It hasn't changed your mind then, it's just changed how the law is applied, yeah?
Yes, that's right. And, and I would say, my position was that I was supposed to be looking after the best interest of the child, not the best interest of the parents, either the natural parents or the adoptive parents. And to me, what is best for the child is to have a mother and a father. And I think there is evidence to show that.
However, the state would argue that adoptive parents can be single parents or can be two parents of the same sex. What happens when your beliefs run sort of up against the law?
Well, as a magistrate, I have to go with what the law says. I mean, that's
And how does that leave you feeling? The law is an ass or what?
Well, sometimes it is. Yes, it is sometimes. We know that. but you have to go with that. But I felt that I was actually fulfilling the legal requirements of what was best for the child.
How do you feel you were treated about what subsequently happened then with your suspension?
Well, I didn't like it, obviously, but I've gone through that, and I accept the fact of what the Lord Chief Justice and the Lord Chancellor said, and I'm back in court, back in the family court. But I think what is more important is what happens in future, and this general thing about the equality and the Human Rights Commission and the how a lot of people feel of all religions. It's not just Christianity that they feel that they are restricted at work, and they have to be careful, which obviously puts pressure on them. And it's really, we know it's happening, and it's what we should do about it in the future. And I think the Equality and Human Rights Commission was talking about what they call reasonable accommodation, to try to accommodate people's what their beliefs are.
We've talked a lot about faith this morning, as you might imagine, as we've been discussing this. What does your faith mean to you?
Well, it affects the way in which you think. I mean, in a sense, everybody must make their decisions based on some background. It might be just what they've picked up without realising it. But, as a Christian, I actively, in a sense, work out what I feel God is saying about how I should live my life. And by the way, since he designed us and he made us, I believe that what he says is actually what is best for us. It's not to make life difficult for us, it is actually to make it what is best for us.
How do you feel about people who are atheists and would completely refute all that? We've had someone this morning on the programme suggest, it's as believable as leprechauns.
Yeah, I accept that in a way. I mean, I'm a relatively old person, and I remember being brought up on the thing, I don't agree with what you say, but I'll die for your right to have your views. And in a sense, freedom of speech is that, but freedom of speech also should take account of other people's views. So we should all have freedom of speech and freedom of what we think is right.
Did it go wrong in your case then? Because it wasn't a freedom of speech you were exercising, but it was actually a sort of action based on your views.
Well, we all take actions based on our views. I mean, everyone thinks that everyone else does it, but I don't. But we do. We basically, whether you're an atheist or anything, you must have a background view that affects the way in which you make decisions.
Thanks very much for talking to us this morning. It's been fascinating. Have a good day. Richard Page with us on BBC Radio Stokes.